St. Andrew Corsini, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Today, dear children, is the feast of St. Andrew Corsini. And this Andrew was born into a very wealthy and very powerful family, the Corsini family. And all throughout Europe, they were well known, especially in Italy. And because of their wealth and power, they had many people in various positions, not only in the world, but also even in the church. They always seemed to have bishops and cardinals, and even sometimes a pope here and there, that were among their family. And St. Andrew was born to very pious parents, but because of the fact that he was very wealthy and had a lot of power in his family, as oftentimes is the case, he let himself be taken astray, if you will, or let himself go astray, and he lived a very wild and unholy life as a young adult. In fact, it was basically he never really listened to his parents at all. All growing up, he just did whatever he wanted to and fell into all sorts of sin and vice because of that. And eventually, his mother, because she was a pious lady, she was so moved in her prayers and her and begging God to change his life, and she often would cry at the fact of some of the things that he did. And it produced so much hardship that finally one day she, I guess it could be said, reached the point where she had to tell him exactly where he had gone wrong and what it caused her to feel and what it caused God to be hurt by so much. And so she came to him with tears in her eyes and told her how much all his wild ways had upset her, and that so much so that she had a dream. And in that dream, she saw a bunch of sheep, and then saw a wolf dressed as a sheep and running around amongst the sheep. And she said, "I knew then that that wolf was you." And on top of that, you need to know that as you were still in my belly, the mother was saying this, when you were still in my belly before you were born, your father and I, we dedicated you to God. So therefore you need to know that you, from before you were born, were set to belong not to this family, not to belong to the world, but to belong to God. And you live a life completely to the contrary. Well, this moving speech from his mother touched Andrew very deeply at the heart. And so he immediately went to the Carmelite chapel near his home and fell on his knees and prayed before the altar of the Blessed Virgin Mary, prayed for her to let him know what he needed to do. And he had a true changing of heart. He had a true changing of spirit. And he vowed from that point on never to return to his own home, never returned to his father's house, as he said. Instead, he stayed there at Carmel, at the Carmelite chapel, and asked to enter and was accepted, and began his priestly studies there, and was eventually ordained. And when he became a Carmelite, he made it a point to make up for all the bad things that he had done when he was young. He started off doing lots of penances, and one of the penances that he did was that because he was so disobedient to his parents, that he decided he would be obedient to his superiors in all things, even the smallest little things, and he would be obedient not only to his superiors, but to every monk that was in that convent, even of the lowest ranking monks. He would be obedient to all of them in all things. And he was. And he desired to take on even the most undesirable jobs there in the convent. The ones that none of the other brothers wanted to touch, he would do, and he would do it with a smile, and he'd do it cheerfully because they had to get done, and his superiors asked him to, and he gladly accepted them. And this is how he lived his life, and he grew in great holiness, and he studied and learned a lot of things about the faith and was ordained a priest. And eventually, he rose all the way up to the point of prior, that is, the head of the specific house that he was at for the convent. And he was there, and eventually, When one day the bishop of Friuli died, he was elected to be the bishop of that city. But when this news came to Andrew, he wanted to just continue his humble and simple way of life. So he took off and he hid somewhere. He didn't want to be found at all. He didn't want to be a bishop. And he hid and he prayed and all of this. And then eventually, though, just before the other bishops were going to give up searching for him and elect somebody new, just before they were about to do that, a little child came along and found out where he was hiding and saw him there. And even though you can almost kind of see St. Andrew kind of like, shh, don't tell anybody. But the little child ran off and told the bishops where he was. And St. Andrew knew that it was a sign from God that he was supposed to be the bishop. And so he was consecrated a bishop. And instead of going back to, you know, allowing that, because he was taken out of the Mount Carmel convent, the Carmelite convent, instead of allowing himself to be perhaps tempted by worldly ways again, he increased his penances and always sought to grow in piety and prayer and service of the poor. And he did this all through the rest of his life. And then one night, it was Christmas night, he was celebrating the midnight mass on Christmas, and Our Lady appeared to him during mass and gave him this wonderful favor. She told him that she was pleased with him and told him that he would die on the Epiphany. And sure enough, on January 6th, he died, passed away, and was very quickly known for miracles from that point on. So you see, children, this has to be the spirit in our lives. When we are told to do things from our parents or from our teachers or whatever it may be, even if we don't want to do it, we have to be humble, we have to be obedient and respect them in that way and follow through with them. We see in St. Andrew's life that when he chose to be disobedient, that led to more sins and a very bad life that was very displeasing to God. But when he chose obedience, that led him to become a great saint in the church. God blesses obedience in everybody. And especially now when you're young, is the time to start really working into good habits of always being obedient, even in the slightest of things, because that is truly God's will. Obedient to your parents, obedient to your teachers and to the clergy and whoever it may be. And on this day especially, because today is not only St. Andrew's feast day, but this Mass is also being offered for the intention of your teachers and all those who work in the school. So in addition to being good children and obedient, why don't you also say a couple extra prayers for them as well, that they can always help you to learn the ways of God and to grow in holiness and to guide you to one day be saints yourselves. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.